From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown, good evening and happy Monday. I'm Jevy E. Banks with a look at your latest local news. Cabinet tackled budget changes and proposed legislative changes when they met on the 5th of August. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
Starting with legislative matters, K-Man's leaders issued drafting instructions to amend the Tax Information Authority Act, the Freedom of Information Act, and the Insurance Act. Turning to money matters, Cabinet greenlit funding for the portfolio of the civil service, a reallocation of funds for the Ministry of Social Development and Innovation, and an increase in allocations for the Office of the Ombudsman. Cabinet minutes no longer include monetary values. However, the appropriations are expected to be revealed at a future meeting of Parliament. During the August 5th meeting, Cabinet also approved a two-year Public Works Department District Administration Coastal Works permit to, quote, provide ongoing maintenance of public dock and boat launching facilities in the Sister Islands, as well as a two-year renewal of Coastal Works permits to the Ministry of Planning for the Kaibo Public Beach Revitalization Project. They also approved the appointment of Chief Magistrate, the Honorable Angeline Hernandez, as chairperson for the Sister Islands Planning Appeals Tribunal. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full summary online at gov.ky. Love all things Cayman? Then maybe take a few moments to pop over to conservation.ky to weigh in on two areas up for protected area status. Speaking to the National Conservation Council members during their recent meeting, Department of Environment Jane Hackison said a 10-acre parcel of Crown land in the Ironwood Forest is being considered immediately adjacent to the UCCI campus.
You know, we're talking about at least 8 endemic species of plant to the Cayman Islands, and some of which are found nowhere else on Grand Cayman as well, at least naturally. So we're talking about ironwood, as well as the bromeliad Old George and ghost orchids, amongst other things that make the Cayman Islands or Grand Cayman unique, actually, in the world. So very important piece of land. And hopefully it's also a start to protect the bigger area of the Ironwood Forest.
The other area is the Cayman Brac, Eastern Bluff, and Long Beach. Under the proposal, the Lighthouse Trail and Long Beach footpath will be preserved and, quote, enhanced for recreational and educational activities, with the broader area kept in its natural state for current and future generations.
And again, all of the species of special concern, in particular, regionally important brown booby, tropic birds, but also endemic plants, are found there, so again, found nowhere else in the world.
You have through November the 20th to complete the surveys.
Then we will, DOE, will collate the reports of all of the public consultation, reviews, and comments, and we will provide the NCC, the council, with that report on the 27th of November, which gives the council about a week to review.
Again, the surveys can be found at conservation.ky. Parliament is set to reconvene next month for the second meeting of the 2026-2027 session. The Parliament has announced that the second meeting of the current session will take place on Wednesday, the 30th of September, beginning at 2 p.m. The meeting marks the next sitting of Parliament, where members will gather to consider government business, legislative matters, and other items on the parliamentary agenda. Additional details regarding the business to be considered during the sitting are expected to be outlined closer to the meeting date. To the courts, a Grand Court judge has begun hearing a judge-alone trial involving a man accused of 5 counts of indecent assault against his stepdaughter. A court order prevents the publication of any identifying details of the complainant or the defendant. The allegations relate to incidents said to have occurred in August last year. Prosecutors allege the defendant engaged in inappropriate sexual touching involving the underage complainant. The defendant denies the charges. Opening the trial today, the court heard the complainant's pre-recorded police interview and later received her testimony via video link. The complainant's sister also gave evidence. The defendant remains on bail under strict conditions, including a no-contact order with the complainant or other witnesses. The trial before Acting Justice the Honorable Dale Palmer is expected to last for up to a week. In other court news, a 7-member jury has been selected for the trial of Shamar Courtney Bethune, who is charged with robbery and possession of a firearm with intent to commit an offense. The charges relate to an incident at the Al-Kabab on Lawrence Boulevard back on the 28th of April. Mr. Bethune pled not guilty in May and remains in custody at HMP Northward. The trial is set to open before the jury on Tuesday and is expected to last for up to 5 days. Justice Cheryl Richards Casey, who heads the court's criminal division, is presiding over the matter. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News.
Let's find out how often we got shark on deep drops using Repellex shark deterrent in East End.
The Department of Environment and Christopher Gerzong from the Link Up podcast go fishing with Captain Stephen Ebanks to test a device that emits an electromagnetic current to stop sharks from snatching the catch.
If a shark is attracted by the struggling fish on the line, its electromagnetic sense is overstimulated by the Repellex field, so it won't come close enough to eat the fish. For the shark, it feels like a strong punch in the face. But since fish don't have this special sense, the device is able to deter sharks, but not fish.
To standardize the fishing conditions, the group monitored 6 deep drops, 3 deep drops with no device, and 3 drops with the Repellex device on the rig.
Captain Steven picked the first shark spot and got started on prepping the electric reel. It was exciting to see that the fish were biting within seconds. A few minutes later, we got shark. A shark took the bottom part of the rig, including 2 fish, hooks, and the sinker. We got sharked in the next 2 drops too. Now it's time for the Repellex to show if we can repel these sharks. Steven even left the rig down a bit longer than usual to really challenge the Repellex. No shark touched the fish at the bottom. The team got all the fish, all the hooks, and all the weight back. The other 2 drops were the same.
The DOE says this could be a, quote, great asset for the fishing community, and in order to secure the funding so everyone can get a device, the department needs to collect data from 200 deep drops by the end of September. If you go deep dropping and you want to help, email sharks@gov.ky. This initiative is funded by the Department of Environment, the UK government through the Darwin Plus Biodiversity Challenges Fund, and the K-Brew Cayman Islands Brewery through the sale of White Tip Lager. Finally this evening, a wellness coach is explaining 4 nerve conditions that can affect daily movement and comfort. In a post from health insurance company BAF Cayman, wellness coach Lady K says sciatica can develop when the sciatic nerve is irritated or compressed, often because of a lower back disc problem.
The pain can feel sharp, burning, or electric, and may run from the lower back down one leg.
She says the carpal tunnel syndrome affects the hand and wrist, and the repetitive hand movement, wrist position, and certain health conditions can raise the risk.
Nerve conditions can range from mild to severe, but many are manageable with the right diagnosis and treatment.
The coach also identifies peripheral neuropathy and trigeminal neuralgia among conditions that can disrupt everyday activities. BAF says people noticing symptoms should speak with their healthcare provider. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.